KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy skies, some light fog, and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny here today, a high of 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. In the news, Red Oak police early this morning arrested a woman from Union County. 41-year-old Crystal Rush Stewart of Creston was taken into custody in the 500 block of 4th Avenue in Red Oak on a charge of interference with official acts, a simple misdemeanor. Stewart was arrested at around 5:15 a.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her cash bond was set at $300. An attempted murder charge against a Carter Lake woman has been dismissed at the request of her alleged victim. The charge against 51-year-old Tammy Oberg was dropped on Wednesday. Oberg was ordered to pay fees and expenses for court costs. She'd been charged in May after being accused of trying to run over another woman on a bicycle in Carter Lake. Police say she told officers she did it because she believed the victim was riding a stolen bike. Officers say they found the alleged victim's bike and cell phone in Oberg's home. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. On Thursday, 25-year-old Dakota Sean McDonald was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for escape from custody and a warrant out of Fremont County for violation of probation. His total bond was set at $30,000. And on Wednesday, 39-year-old Amber Lynn Anglin of Glenwood was arrested for driving under suspension. Also, 22-year-old Timothy James Black of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. The Golden Hills RC&D in Oakland reports the Lus Hills, Missouri River Region's Parks to People Plan has officially designated its first round of priority projects for funding from the Mid-American Energy Foundation's $500,000 commitment to the Parks to People Plan. The LHMRR board is dedicating $338,000 towards seven priority projects. The Harrison County Conservation Board's Willow Lake Nature Center, Friends of Lake Manawa's Dream Playground, Mills County Trails Board's Glenwood Trail Project, Mills County Conservation Board's Pony Creek Expansion, the West Nishnabotna River Accesses, and Overland Hiking Trail. Regional projects include the Lewis and Clark Today Route signage and Green Hill Ranch. The Parks to People Plan addresses the future of the Tri-County region's parks, trails, and cultural assets to enhance overall economic and community vitality. One of the primary goals is to offer a premier parks system. The selection and approval of the priority projects by the LHMRR board will allow them to use the specified amounts as match when seeking additional funds for those projects. The projects represent over $9.5 million in planned recreational improvements to the Tri-County region, and to date, over $3.5 million of that has been secured or pledged towards their implementation. The plan supports collaborative regional projects to enhance economic development and tourism, public health and social vitality, natural resources, health, parks and trails, and overall regional vibrancy. The initiative intends to attract and retain young people interested in an active lifestyle, which will stimulate Iowa's economy and promote business growth. For more information about the Lus Hills, Missouri River Region's Parks to People Plan or to submit project ideas for funding consideration, you can go to goldenhillsrcnd.org/LHMRR and look for them on Facebook as well under Lus Hills, Missouri River Region. Atlantic Fest, presented by First Whitney Bank and Trust, will be held tomorrow, rain or shine, and it looks like it's going to be shine. Atlantic Fest is an annual festival that serves as a fundraiser for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The downtown area will be filled with fun activities for the whole family to enjoy, so come early and enjoy a pancake breakfast or start the day off with a run through the Schulberg Recreation Area and the annual road race with chip timing coming back this year. The annual tractor ride will also be taking place tomorrow, kicking off at the Cass County Fairgrounds beginning at 8 o'clock. There will be crafters from all over southwest Iowa, as well as some of the best food vendors to help satisfy any appetite. Kids can enjoy pony rides and bounce houses, and new this year, a family carnival. The 20th annual car show and motorcycle show will be taking place once again this year as well during Atlantic Fest, and entertainment throughout the day is free. Registrations for the car show, motorcycle show, and road race are going on now, or you may show up the day of the event tomorrow. If you're interested in being part of Atlantic Fest, go to www.atlanticiowa.com or call the chamber at 243-3017. And while you're out and about celebrating Atlantic Fest Saturday, bring the kids and their bikes to the Schulberg Recreation Area's West parking lot for the Nishna Valley Trails Kids Bike Ride. That takes place at 10:30 a.m. Saturday. Check-in and the start of the ride are both at the West parking lot of the Schulberg Rec Area. The length of the ride is divided according to age, and there will be three age groups. The event is free, and all ages are welcome to attend. The Nishna Valley Trails Kids Bike Ride is co-sponsored by the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department, Cass County Conservation, Fairway, and the West Side Diner. If you have any questions, call Cass County Naturalist Laura Canning at 712-769-2372. In our funeral announcements, Dale Myers, age 83, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Dale Myers will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Louis Scheich, age 81, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Louis Scheich will be today at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret Taylor, age 97, of Cumberland, died August 3rd at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Memorial services for Margaret Taylor will be at noon today at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Hansen, age 88, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Robert Hansen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Church at House Barn Heritage Park in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Sheila Mae Williamson, age 85, of Des Moines, died Tuesday in Altoona. Funeral services for Sheila Mae Williamson will be tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Des Moines. Isles Funeral Home, Grandview Park Chapel, has arrangements. Mary Mills, age 76, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mary Mills will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Robert Schaefer, age 73, of Rural Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at his home under hospice care. Funeral services for Robert Schaefer will be Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Delmer Berg, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Delmer Berg will be held Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.